for Aunt Reb Yonis and Hother Bay. Even Reb Yonis, who originally held that the Mason don't know what he's doing, he had Harata, and he holds also the Mason know what's doing. The Om Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Om Reb Yonis, Menayin Le Mason, Shemesaprim Zem Zeh. How do you know that the Mason speak to each other? Shenemar Vayomer Hashem Elav, Zosha Oris Hashem Nishbati, Le Avrom, Le Yitzchok, Le Yaakov, Le Mor. My Lemor, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Rabbanu Shem Tov Moshe Rabbeinu, Leich Emor Lohem, Avram, Yitzchak Yaakov, after you die, go and tell Avram, Yitzchak Yaakov, Shvua Shenishbati Lohem, Kvar Kiyamti Levneichem, that the Shvua that I promised you has been Mekoyim to your children. So the Yisro Kedait of the Lo Yadi, Eki Omer Lohu Mayavi, you hold that the Nesim don't know the chlau, what's only tsara de gufa, but they don't know what's going on with their children or whatever, and what difference it makes if Moshe Rabbeinu tells him or not that what's going to be. And some say, Lamaisa, we had before though, that a nation could be don't know, but if another nace tells them, then that's okay. But I think the Tzlach says, Tzlach of the Marsha, I think the Marsha maybe. Marsha says that was only in B'nai Reb Chiya. There they brought the pasuk of what's it called? The Nei Reb Chiya brought the pasuk of Yechabdu Bono Velo Yoda. Right, but the original pasuk was Ba'Nesim Einam Yodim Meuma, and that's what everybody holds. That the ikur is that they don't know anything. So that we slugged up. They thought they know something. The fact that it could be they know something, but they only know it that not from first-hand information, but from somebody telling them, that was only in B'nai Reb Chiya, such a Havamina. But now the Gemara is saying that is not the case. And we're going back now that HaNesim Einim Yodim Ma'uma, it's either nothing or everything. Now we see from here that it's not nothing for sure, so Mela it's everything. Elamai Diyadi, if they do know, then Lomalei Lameber Lohu. Then why do Moshe have to tell them? So if HaNesim do know what's going on, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell them? Lachzuke leitivusul Moshe. They should give machzik tova to Moshe Rabbeinu. He was through him. It was that the Rabbanu Shlomo was mekayim shvua to the avos. Rashi, zos haaretz b'misas Moshe k'siv. Right before Moshe Rabbeinu died, this is what the Rabbanu Shlomo told him. Yisol kadayt de lo yadi ein mevinim klum elatzari de gufa. They don't know anything that's going on. Only what's nogeya to their own goof. So then what difference does it make of telling them? Right? This is not something that's within the knowledge of a mace. Elamai, Mason also know what's going on. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol ha-mesaper acher ha-mace, kilo mesaper acher ha-eved. Person who speaks badly about a person who's dead is like he talks about an eved. Ikad the amri de lo yadi, some say because they don't know what you're saying. Ikad the amri de yadi ve lo ichis blu. And others say, no, they do know. It doesn't make a difference to them. What do they care? They're in the Olam HaEmes. What do they care what you say about them? Eini v'omra papa chad ishtoi milsa basrei de Mar Shmuel. Right? There was a person who was speaking badly about Mar Shmuel after he died. The nofel kanya mitalla ubzola arnika de moche. And a big beam fell off the roof and they killed him, broke open his skull. So you see, the chora, the havamin of the Gemara seems to be that Mar Shmuel heard what he was saying and made sure the beam fell onto his head. But that's the chora absurd. Right? The Mason may know what's going on, but they don't run the world. So even if they Mason know, right, they don't control who gets punished and who whatever. Pasha's what it means is the following: that the kasha is, it seems like the Rabbanu Shel Olam, right, because this person hurt the feelings of Mar Shmuel, so he championed his cause and made this beam fall on his head. But if he didn't cause any harm to Mar Shmuel, right, if Mason after they die are like speaking about an Evan, then why would the Rabbanu Shalom punish this guy for doing something that had no purpose to it? Right? If I try to hurt somebody and they don't hear about it, nothing happens to them or whatever, right, so then why should I be punished? Right, so here, the fact that the person was punished means he did something wrong. What did he do wrong? He hurt Mar Shmuel. Mar Shmuel was dead. You see that Mason can be hurt. What's the Gemara's answer? Shani tzumer abonu dekutcha brichu tave biyakre. No, it's not because Mar Shmuel was hurt. Enochanani Mason, after they die, have no feelings at all, and therefore there was no Bein Adam Lechaver over here. There's a Bein Adam Lamakom. It's a Chilul Hashem. It was a Pagian Kavod HaTorah. Since Mar Shmuel was a Talmud Chacham, and this person was speaking against him, even though Mar Shmuel had absolutely no harm from this. But if you speak against a Talmud Chacham, even if it doesn't bother him at all, still, it's a Chilul Hashem. It's a Bizoyin Kavod HaTorah. So the sin that this person did wasn't a Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. It was a Bein Adam L'Makom. Therefore, it has nothing to do with Mar Shmuel per se. Okay, Om Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kol ha-mesaper achar mitosin shal tamidei chachamim, nofo b'gehenna. Shenemar v'hamaktim aklaklosom yolichem Hashem es po'alei ha'oven shalom ha-Yisrael. Afilu b'shoa she'shalom ha-Yisrael yolichem Hashem es po'alei ha'oven. Okay, let's see what... First of all, the Marsha points out, before we had ha-mesaper achar ha-mesim. And here it says ha-mesaper achar mitosin shal tamidei chachamim. So that before, we're talking about all mesim, who necessarily aren't tzaddikim, and therefore they're not considered alive when they're dead. So even if they're dead, you're not allowed to speak about them. Here we're talking about what's it called, Hamasapar Achar Mitosan Shal Tamid Chachamim, a Talmud Chacham, even when he's dead, is considered a lie. So you couldn't say Masapar Achar Amesim, he's not a mace. Elamai, he's like he's sleeping, so it's Mitosan Shal Tamid Chachamim. So what? Nofel Beganim, right? And the reason Lechora is, not because of the din of Bein Arum Lechaveiro to the Talmud Chacham, but because of the Bizui HaTorah, the din of Bein Arum Lemokum. Of the Bizui HaTorah, the Hamatim Aklakosom Yolichim Hashem Es Poalei Ha'oven. Right, those who do crooked things. Matim is a hint to the word Mita. Achar Mitosom. Right, even Bizman Shalom Yisrael. Right, even when they're Shalom, that these people aren't going to they're not going to bother them. They don't care if the people speak about them. There's no Bein Adam LeChaveiro. Still, there's a Bein Adam LeMakom. That's how Rashi learns. Rashi Hamasaper Achar Hanes. The Gnuso shall mace Achar Misoso. Tanya metalula, Kana Godl the Kavi Nothamina Gag. Talos Gag. Arnaka the Moche. Kis Shamoch Murabi. Broke his skull. Bahamatim Aklaklosom. Leel Minexiv. He Tiva Hashem the Tobi. The Summit lay Bahamatim Aklaklosom. Hamachriem Eschobosom. Yosrau Zechuyosom. Lahatosom the Kavkova. They speak badly about them to mention their negative things over their positive things. So Yolichim Hashem as Poalei Ha'avim LeGehenna. The Rabbanu Shem will bring them to Gehenna. And what's Shalom Al Yisrael? Even when these people, what's it called, don't have any tainas, Rashi Tosa says. V'hayin al Achar Misoso, v'lo osu v'ansuye, v'havim esaprim b'gnusam. Mishum the what's it called, that after Misa, they're Shalom Al Yisrael. Even if I speak bad about somebody, it's not going to bother him. Right, he doesn't care. He can't fight with the person that's speaking badly about him. So even when there's Shalom Al Yisrael, which according to the way we explained it is perfect, even when there's no Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, there's still a Bein Adam L'Makom. If a Mesaper Achar Mitosan Shal Tamid Chacham, even when there's Shalom Al Yisrael, even when the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro isn't there, the Bein Adam L'Makom is there. Others learn Afilu Bizman Shalom Al Yisrael. It says that when a person dies, especially a Talmud Chacham, so the Malachi Asharis or Machris, what's it called? Yovol B'Shalom, Yanuchu B'Shalom, so Afilu B'Zman Shalom, even after they've already been Machris and Shamayim, Shalom, still, what's it called, the person is punished. Tanad Ver B'Shmuel, Im Ra'isa Talmud Chacham, Sha'ov Ravera B'Layla, Al Tahar Achra B'Yom, Shema Asa Tshuva. So Shema Soka Daitach, maybe the Tshuva, Elavave Asa Tshuva. You see a Talmud Chacham do an Adera that has to do with his body, he ate trait, he, what's it called, Megal Arayis, whatever it may be. So you shouldn't be Mahar Achra of the Yom, that maybe he didn't do tshuva. You should give him the Cheskes Kashas that he body did tshuva. Nishari Tshuva explains that Ichur HaTshuva, so Tzadikim also do Aderas, but they're not Ma'acher to do tshuva, they do tshuva immediately. That's the hallmark of a Talmud Chacham. So if you see a Talmud Chacham who did Naveira, you should give him a chazaka that he did tshuva. Because only tshuva, ichra tshuva, he says only by Ami Haaretz. So a Talmud Chacham has a chazaka that he does tshuva immediately. However, if he stole something and he didn't return it yet, there you don't have to give him the chazaka that he did tshuva, since it involves a maisa of having to give something back, right, there until he'll give it back, you'll give him a chazaka that he did tshuva for sure. There, the mice, he's holding the thing under his hand, maybe he didn't do tshuva. So even a Talmud Chacham, if he's holding back something that is Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, there you can't give him the chazaka that he bodied the tshuva. They ask, L'Chora, this is a little bit of a kasha on the Gemara and Kedusha. Gemara says a person who's Mekadosh and Isha, Menashe and Yitzadik Gomer, even if he's a Rasha Gomer, Choshen LeKedusha. Right? Mekudesh is Misotik. So we say, why? Because Shema here a Tshuva B'Libo. So Machlokas over there, whether that applies only if we don't know the person did Averis Ben Arm L'Chavero, or even if he did Averis Ben Arm L'Chavero, he stole something, he has a thing. So we say, since Mahara Tshuva B'Libo, L'Chara won't help if he didn't return the Gzela. So here we know he still has the Gzela, so it's not a Kedushin at all. Or maybe not, it's still a Sophic Kedushin. Because Mahara Tshuva B'Libo will change his status to be a Tzadik. The fact that you have to return the Gezel, that's just the shlemus of the Kapora. That has nothing to do with the status. Tshuva itself helps to change a person's status, even if he didn't return the if he plans to return it, he didn't return it yet, he's still considered a Tzadik. So he was Mekadosh or Amenash Amit Tzadik Gom. So the core of the difference is very simple. Over here, right, the Shiloh over there is, there's a Sophic, maybe he was Mahara Tshuva. So since he was Mekadosh Ra, Menashe and Yitzadik Gomer, we know he's a Rasha Gomer, we have reason to be Choshish at least that maybe the Tshuva. And returning the thing doesn't, what's it called, isn't Ma'akev, the Tshuva, to be called a Tzadik. Over here, you want to give this person a Chazaka that he Bade did Tshuva. But Lamaisa, you can't do that as long as he has the thing that's stolen, maybe he didn't do Tshuva. Right? Oh, just like over there, there's a Sophic, maybe he did. Over here, there's still a Sophic, maybe he did. So it remains a Sophic. Rashi. No, Rashi. Omar Abishu ben Levi, Bechof Dalet Mekomos, Bezdin Menadin Al Kovet Harab, Ekulon Shanino Ben Mishnaseinu. So the Rambam seems to learn there's two things that Abishu ben Levi is saying. One is that there are 24 places that you put somebody in Nidui, right, which is a lesser Chomer than Cheren, for Nidui, Al Kovet Harab. And I'm going to read you a list that the Rambam brings down of things, 24 things that a person has put in Nidui, Al Kovet Harab. We'll see that most of them have nothing to do with Kovet Harab. But it could be, there's a Rashi later on over here, Kovet Harab is anything that's Kovet Hashchina is also Kovet Harab. Or Kovet Chachamim, a person from Zalzel in Takonis Chachamim is also Kovet Harab. It doesn't mean only your Rab. It means either the Rabbonim of Klal Yisrael, or it means the Rabbonim Shalom. Anything that's a Zilzel in Kovod of Kvod Hashem. Those are 24 places. And the second thing he said was, and they're all mentioned somewhere in the Mishnah. There's a mention of all these things in the Mishnah, somewhere. Omer Leir Belezer Hecha, so Belezer says, I'm not familiar with those 24 Mishnayos where it speaks about the things that you're Menada al Kovod Harab. Omer Leir Lechit Tishkach, go look it up, right? Go look through and you'll find it yourself. I should have to tell you what's it called, where it is. Nofak, so he went, Dak, V'ashkach Klas. Out of the 24, he found three. HaMezalzel B'Netilas Yadayim. One is a Mishnah that speaks about somebody who was Mezalzel B'Netilas Yadayim, and he was put into Nidui. And that, L'chor, is Kovet Harab, because it was Kovet Ad Chachamim, who Mesak in Netilas Yadayim. HaMesaper Acher Mitosin Shal Tamidei Chachamim is also Bizui Tamidei Chachamim, that's Kovet Harab. The Hamagis Dak, Do Klapei Mala, is Kovet Harab, is the Rabban Shalom, like Rashi says, we'll see. So now we'll see where these cases are. Rashi b'chav dal mekomos hashda mashmo etzinu shenadu chachon b'nei adam b'chav dal mekomos l'kovet harav l'fi shalom nasu kovet l'rabba, because they didn't give kovet to their rav, they were put into Nidli. So there are 24 places in the Mishnah that mention these things, and the Rambam says they're talking 24 different things where a person's put into Nidli al kovet harav. Let me read you the list quickly. Brings it down here. Hamavaza sachochem afilo achar moso, hamavaza shliach beizdin, hakorei lechaveiro eved, hamezalzo bedover echad min divrei sofrim, vein tzarech lomer shemezalzo bedivrei Torah, sholchu lo beizdin v'kovel lo zman v'lo ba, person beizdin gave him a time to come and he didn't show up, mishlo kibul olav esadin, medadin lo sor shikayim esadin, somebody beizdin paskin that he has to do something and he didn't do it, somebody has something that's damaging and we warned him to get rid of it and he doesn't. Somebody sells his house to a goy in a Jewish neighborhood, causes damage to his neighbors. Person who gives edus in a goyish court, secular court, and money is taken away from another Jew because of his edus. Right, this is nidui, as opposed to a person who goes to a secular court himself, not just a person who's made, he's put in the chayrim. Taba, Kohen, Sheino Mafrish, Matnus Kohun, Levenosin, Lekohen Acher, right? Tabak Kohen, who doesn't take off Matnas Kahuna and give it to another Kohen. Hamachal Yontif Sheni Shel Golius, Afapishu Rat Minik, Osa Malacha Ber Pesach Acher Chatzos, Hamasker Shem Shamayin Levatala, O Lishvu of the Divri Havoy, Hanevius Haramli De Achilles Kochim Bachutz, Hanevius Haramli De Chil Hashem, Hamachashiv Shonin the Kovea Chadoshim Bachutz Loritz, Hamachshulis Haider, Hamachivis Haramli Lasus Mitzvah, Tabach Shotzi Trefus Mitachas Yodo, Tabach Shloheres Sakino Lechochem, Hamachsha Atzmo Ledas, Hamagorish Ishto Vaosu Shutzes Beneim Hamadim Lizokik Lezelose, Chochem Shishmuoso Ra, Hamanadis Mishenu Chayiv Nidui. Okay, the last one's interesting.
What?
Yeah, if you think into them, you'll see that they're all something, either a zilzul in Divrei Chacham or a zilzul in the Rabbanu Shalom over there. Okay. They're not just out there as the people do outside, they do it because they don't care about what they're doing. And that's a zilzul in the Rabbanu Shalom. Okay. Okay. The Kotzker Rebbe, just to go back a little bit, Roa Talmud Chacham, Sh'over Aveira Belaila, Al Tahar Achra Beyom, Badai Osa Tshuva, the Kotzker says in a very biting way, a different pshat here. He says, if you see a Talmud Chacham doing Aveira at night, don't be Mahar Achra of Beyom. He vadi wrote a Tshuva to be Mata the Aveira by the daytime. Okay. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to say what those three things were. Where is the Mishnah that says that you put somebody in Nidui who's Mesapar Achar Mitosin Shal Tamid HaChonin? This non, who are you Omer? Ein Mashkin Lois HaGioris, the Lois HaMishukhreris, right? But Akavya ben Mahalalel said that you don't, what's it called, give a Sota, who is a Gioris or a Mishukhreris, to drink. She is Mufka from the Parsha, and there's two different Limudim. Rashi brings down that it says B'nei Yisrael in the Parsha. One second, let's see Rashi. Who are you Omer? Akavya ben Mahalal of Maseches Idias. Ein Mashkin in Kina La Baila ben Isra. If all the halachas normally apply to a Sota, apply to her, still you don't carry out the halachas of Sota. Loes HaGioris, the B'nei Yisrael Omer B'Parsha. Ratla Eishes Ger, the Eved Meshuchar. So Rashi learns the limud is, because it says B'nei Yisrael, and that would take away the wife of a Ger, even if she herself is not a Gioris. But if the husband is a ger, you're not mashke the wife of a ger either. The Rishonim brings on a different limud, and that is when we're mashbia the woman, we say the soch aneich, your nation. But that excludes a ger. It wasn't her nation to begin with. So then it would be, even if the husband is a full-fledged Jew, but she's a georis, also would pater her. So, what's it called? Some learn that both limudim are there, and the Nela, whether the woman is a georis or the husband is a ger, we're not mekayim the mitzvah of sota, and some say that an eshes ger, we are mekayim. It's only where she's a georis that we're not mekayim. Okay. In any case, so that's what Akavya ben Mahalal says, that gerim, the halachas of sota, don't apply to gerim. V'amrulo. Now the Chachamim only maskin, and the Chachamim hold you do. They don't learn these miutim. They hold that the regular din of sota apply to a gioris or an eishes ger. The Amrulo Maisa Bikar Komis Shivcha Mishuchreres Birushalayim. Right, the Maisa happened with this woman whose name was Karkomis, who was a Shivcha Mishuchreres, a gioris, right, in Yerushalayim. The Hishkua Shmaya Vatzalion, and Shmaya Vatzalion, right, let her have the halachas of a sota. They were Mekayim with her, the halachas of the sota. The Omer Lohem, so Akavya Mahal said, Dugma Hishkua. Right? Now, Dugma Hishkua, there's two pshatim over here. Both of them a little bit chutzpah. Rashi says, Dugma Hishkua. I said, the Karkomis Kachshma, or Al Shein Mekoma. Either she came from Karkomis, and the Maisa happened in Yerushalayim, or her name was Karkomis, and she came from Yerushalayim, and the Maisa was in Yerushalayim. Dugma Hishkua, Al Shahayu Domin Lohem, Heim Hishkua. Because Shmai and Atalim were Gerim. The Nela, they had Rachmanis on this Gioris, Rachmanis meaning that if it can't be Mashker, she's also to her husband. Right? So, yeah, they had Rachmanis on her to be Mater, to give her a chance to be Mutter. Or, they said that this seems to imply that Gerim are not full-fledged Jews. So they gave her to drink to show the Gerim are full-fledged Jews. They did it because they were Gerim too. So they, Dugma, right, the person who was just like them, they did what they would want to be happen to them. Nidnebonav shal Sancharev, and Shmaya of Talmud were from the descendants of Sancharev, Kedamrina begitten beperik hanizot. So that's one pshat. Tosus says another pshat. Dugma means that they gave her, they didn't really give her to drink Mayim Hamorim. Because right, they also held that she's potter. But they gave her something like it, that looked like it, right? A fake thing, Maitseva, right? And in order to make it look, same idea, right? This wasn't going to be matter her. That much, they couldn't change the halacha. But at least to let her look like a full-fledged Jew, even though she was a Gioris, they had a vested interest that Gerim should look like full-fledged Jews. So there's a little chutzpah on Shmaya v'Atalyum. So therefore they put him in Chayr. He was Mevaza. After Shmaya v'Atalyum were nifter, the Mavaza then. The Venidu, Umeis Beniduyo, and what's it called? And they were Menadehim, and he died, Hakav Mahal died Beniduy, the Sotlu Bezdin Es Arono. And after he died, they stoned his Aron as part of the Nidui. That was the part of the Nidui, right? That you stone the Aron. That's the final kiyum of the Nidui. Rashi, there's no Rashi here. And so there's also Hamasapar Achar Mitosin Shal Talmidei Chachamim. There's a machlokus, the Meiri brings down two different shitas. One is that it's Koshkei when he's alive. Speak bad about a Talmid Chachamim, he's alive, it's Koshkei to get Nidui. Even if he's dead, right? Well, he doesn't care, but if he's alive, you Metzayer him too. There's a Beinar L'Chaveru and a Beinar L'Makom. If he's dead, there's only a Beinar L'Makom, like we said. But others say that the Meiri brings down that it's only after death, because then it's a bigger chutzpah. Right? Guy's alive, okay. Live people insult each other every once in a while. But when a person is dead already, that's a bigger pagam. Therefore, you put him in nidud. If he insults a live Talmud Chacham, you don't put him in nidud. Okay, it doesn't mean it's okay to do. It just means you don't put him in nidud. Okay. Okay. Next. V'hamizalzul b'ntilas shadai mayhi. Nisnan, which the other case? Omer of Yehuda, Chas v'sholom shakavim mahal nisnada. He says, Chas v'sholom, this maisa never happened. Akavim mahal never said what you said, never put him into cheirim. She'ein azor ninalas al kolodim b'Yisrael b'chochmo v'tara b'yoshchei kakavim mahalalo. Right? When they closed the Azorah, when they made Korban Pesach, and all the Jews were there inside, there wasn't a greater person than Akavim ben Mahalal. El es mi nidu, what really was the ma'isa? Who did they put into Cheirim? As Elazar ben Chanoch should pick bake benetilus yadayim. So you see over here that that's also something that you put in nidui, right? For being the fact bake benetilus yadayim. Since benetilus yadayim is a takana d'rabbanan, it's a zilzul in the rabbanan. Ukshemei sholchu beizdin v'inichu even gedol al arono lametcha shekola misnada umeis beniduyo beizdin soklin es arono. Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda polygad le'el, diktoni shenidu es akavya. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he holds that he would never put akavya mahalo in cheirim. And probably he never said what he said. Okay. What they said he said. She'en azor nidelas, b'perek hei de psochim. She'hayu shari ha'azora ninolim, k'sheshokhtim psochim shal kol kas v'kas, sh'atesat nishkat b'shlosha kitos, al kol odom b'Yisrael, kolomok she'hoysa ninelas aleihem. V'haynu k'shenismala pe'lepeh. When the azor was filled with Jews. Right, 1/3 of Klal Yisrael were in the Azor at each time. Lohaya v'kulam adam chashuv, or at least their shluchim. Right, not everybody was shechni kompeser. A person shechni kompeser for a lot of people, but he was shliach of all these people. Lohaya v'kulam adam chashuv b'chachmu the yiraschei kakadia. Elazar ben Chanoch shepikpek zilzil. Right, he was mezal. Not he didn't wash because he didn't have time or he didn't want to waste the water or whatever. He just didn't hold the Netilas Yadayim. That's Kavod Harav. And all these other things are similar to that. Now, we do an Aveira that's not because of Taiva, just you don't hold from the Inyan. V'hainu Nomi, what's it called? Zilzo. V'hainu Nomi le Kavod Harav. She'over al pi ha-gozer ma'lo yadayim. She'over al pi ha-gozer ma'lo yadayim. They were gozer, and he was mezalzo. He couldn't care about him. Okay, right. Hamagis daito klape maila mahi. Where's the third case? A person who is says things that are not proper towards the Rabbanu Shalolam. Disnan sholach lo shim ben shetach lechoni amagel. After Choni Amagel made his circle and he said, "I'm not moving out of here until Rabbanu Shalolam, you bring rain. And then when it came down a little bit, he said, that's not what I was talking about. When it came down too hard, he said, that's not what I was talking about. So he was mezalzel in the Rabban Mishalola. So Shimon Meshetach sent him, if you wouldn't be, what's it called, choni, right, Tzorech atolish nadosh, vilmoli choni ato, goes reni alecha nidoi. Really, you're chayiv nidoi, for what you said. But if you wouldn't be choni, I'd put you in nidoi. What can I do? Sha'ata mischate lifnei amakom, va'osa lecha ritzon, kakadenshu mischate lifnei odi, va'osa le ritzona. Vilecha kosov omer, yismach odicha, v'imecha, v'sogel yoladetecha. Rashi learns, so there's two ways of learning here. From Rashi is mashma the following, that Choni really deserved to be put in Nidui. There was no heter for what he did. But since he was known to be an important person, had they put him in Nidui, it would have been a bigger Chilul Hashem. You know, just like you're not a Talmud Chacham that does something wrong, you don't give him Malkus or whatever, because it makes him more of a Chilul Hashem. So people say, you see, Talmid Chacham and whatever. So you try to cover up as much as possible the... So where it's a halacha, you have to do it, you have to do it. But here, it wasn't halacha, he had to do it, mamish. So he said, since you're an Adam Chashuv, Yotza Shimcha B'Gdula, I'm not going to put you in Chayim. I'm not going to put you in Nidui. It's going to make things worse, not better. Okay, that's one way of learning. The way I usually learn, which is not 100% mashia from Rashi like this, is the following. That hamat matiach dvorin klape malas, where you have an intention of saying something that's chutzpah. But you're choni, and therefore you're different, right? You're the kind of person, that's the way you talk, right? You talk to the Rabban Shalom like he's your friend. And that's all, and the Rabban Shalom accepts that from you. So for you it's not chutzpah. For somebody else, if you wouldn't be choni, for somebody else that's chutzpah klape malas. For you it's not. And from here, I learned that sometimes, you know, people do things that if a regular person would do it, you'd have to come out and be moche. How could they do such a thing, right? A regular person would daven mincha Shabbos 9 o'clock at night, right, in the winter, right? You'd have to say he's a meshugana, whatever. But if the Rimnitzer Rebbe davens mincha Shabbos 9 o'clock at night, or eats shalosh shudas 9 o'clock in Sunday morning, right? So you have to say that if you wouldn't be the Rimnitzer Rebbe, right, I have to say something. But you're the Rimnitzer Rebbe. What can you know? You're an Adam Gadol. You must have some kind of cheshbon. There must be something, you know, behind the scenes over here. So great people are, you have to give them the benefit of the doubt that there must be some cheshbon. But if he wouldn't be a great person, there's nothing to give him the benefit of the doubt, and he's metiach devorim klapim al, he's chayev nidui. Yeah, okay, and Rashi is not much better. And thus, you say, what Rashi means, therefore I have to give you gun, you got schus, but you didn't mean it like that. Tzorech atolis nalos, what he said, triach lefnei hamokom al esek yishomim, lo chen shalti kam upamim, who kvod hamokom kovet aravu. Here Rashi says, what does this have to do with kovet arav? Because kovet hamokom is kovet arav. And when you're mezalzel and kovet, the Rabban is also kovet arav. Mischate, here Rashi says, mischate is lashon chote. Nekal belibo lachto la'aviv, ulatrichol al tavosav. Right. You can sin in front of your father, and he doesn't care. The others say in Tainus, I think Rashi himself said, Mishkate doesn't mean hate, doesn't mean to sin. It means to play around in front of your father. Right. Mishkate, and he brings over there that the word Mishkate doesn't necessarily mean a hate. Right. You act in a less than perfect way in front of your father. And the kid can do that with his father. Okay, right. The Suleka, those are the only three things that we have in the Mishnah that he found, Rabbi Lezer, where it says the Therish that they put somebody in Cherim, a Nidli, because they're Mazalzal B'Kovet Arat, V'Ha'ika D'Tani Rabbi Yosef, Todus Ish Romi, Hinigas B'nei Romi, L'Hachilan G'doyim M'Kulasim B'Lele P'sachim. In Rome, Todos made a Takana, a Ninig, that they used to eat fully roasted whole goats or sheep on Leil Pesach as a zecher to Korban Pesach. Sholach leishim ben shetach il molei tudus ato gozroni el chanidur shato machles Yisrael kotchim bachus, you're mezalzel and kotchim. You don't treat them with the proper respect. You're not afraid that Klal Yisrael are going to think that these are mamish korbanos and they're going to be makdish them as a korban, right? And they think you can eat korbanos in Rome. So, what's it called? Here you see that there's another case where they put him, what's it called, in Nidui. Where it says, this is only a brisa. We're looking for 24 places in the Mishnah where it hints to people who are chayiv nidui for different things, not in brises. Uvmasnisim lekar. There's no other Mishnayos. Lo'ikol hadisnan. Chotchu chulya shalach shel chotchu chotchu chulya. Rav Elezer metayer v'chacham metami. V'zehu tanuro shalach noy. Mayach noy. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Malamed shekifuhu halachos kach noy zeh v'timu. What happened was like this. The Gemara in Bav Metzia, famous Gemara, Rashi learns that the case is like this. You had a tanur that was tamei, right? Kli cheres. So when a tanur becomes tamei, the only way to metayer it is by breaking it up. So they broke it by cutting it into strips. They cut the tanur into strips. None of the strips were any more fit for use. And then they reconstructed the tanur, but not normally. They could put coal, they put sand between the strips and set it up again, but without putting it back into a kiln. Right? Normally, in order for something to be klicheris, it has to be put into a kiln. So here the strips had been kilned, but they were bought. When they reconstructed it, they didn't put the offer, the coal, that now connected each strip, right, in a kiln. So therefore, Rebbe Lezer said that it's taller. It's not a klicheris anymore. The old tumor went away, and no new tumor can ever come to it. And the Chachamim held, no, you go after the Iker. The Iker was once killed, and therefore, even though now it's only offer that's holding it together, but Lamaisa, the Iker of the Tanur is still something that's now Kamil Kabul Tumah Mikan Laba. So the old tumor went away because it was broken up, but now it's can be Mikabul new tumor. Rashi. Mikulasim Tsluyim, Tishahin Shleimim. They used to roast whole, sheep. And the insides they took, and they, like the Korban Pesach, and they hung it on the outside and roasted it together. Right? It's armed, an armed thing. It had all its parts around it. So this gedi was roasted whole. It was armed. It was totally, everything was around it. Just like that's exactly how they roasted the Korban Pesach. The Chachamim answered this because they felt it will come to people eating kachim bachutz. I mean, not think you can bring korbanos outside the Beis Hamikdash. People who see it think that it's Korban Pesach. So you see, you can make Korban Pesach outside the Beis HaMikdash too. So since he was Mezalzel, he didn't hold from that. Right? He held it's better to make a Zecher LePesach and wasn't careful about Kachim. That's called Zilzel, either Zilzel in the Chachamim who were Choshish or Zilzel in the Rabbanu Shalom. Chot Chol Chulios, Tanu Shal Cheres, Shu Asi Kechli, Hu Metzaltel, a oven that is movable, and it's made out of Cheres, it's made originally from some sand, and you put that sand into a kiln, and that makes it klicheres. If it became tameh, the only way to become tahar is by breaking it up. The way you broke it up is by cutting it into strips. Okay. The chibro b'tiv, and after you did this and the tumor went away, now you put it back together again, right? With tit, you connected it now with cement or with earth. Shelchol ben chulu yichulia, you put the tit of sand between each one, mud in between each one to hold it together. Rebbe Lezer metayer olamis. Rebbe Lezer says not makabel tumor. She ain't no old kikli cheres. Shelo nisra b'kivshet. It wasn't killed. The Chachamim etam and the Chacham hold no. You go after the Iker. The Iker was killed, even though now it's only being held together by mud. Since the Iker was a tanur, and now it's a full tanur again. It's makabel tumah. Kach noy kenochash zeh shekorech atzmo bagula. That it was like a snake that puts its tail in its mouth and it goes around. That's how many halachas they were arguing back and forth whether this thing is tameh or tar, and until a baskol. Rabbi Elezer said he'll bring proof from all these different things. Even a baskol came out, and the Chacham said, Lo bashamayimi. And the Rabbanu Shalom said, Nitzchuni banai, that my kids won over me.
Right, even though I said the Baskol, the Maisa, they paskin halacha not like me. And the Maritzia said Nitzchuni is from Russian Netzach. That now the Torah is Netzach, because if every time somebody comes along with a Baskol, you change the Torah, right, so the Torah is not Netzach. But if you listen to what the Torah said, the Rabbanim himself said, he only tried to test them to see if they would go after the Baskol or not. But the Torah said, Lo Bashamayim he, now the Torah is Netzach. So Osa Yom, if you call Taharos, Shetir Reb Elezer, all the Taharas that Reb Elezer was Matayer in similar situations, the Sarfu, the Fana. And they made him watch them as they burnt those Taharas. According to him, they were Tar, it was Usher to burn them. And according to the Chacham, it was Tameh, and it was a mitzvah to burn them. And they burnt them. With the Sol Barchu. And afterwards, they put him in Chayr. Afilohachi Nidu Masnisim Lotanan. The Maisa doesn't say the Therish in the Mishnah. The Mishnah just mentions the Maisa. The Brisa adds this part that they put him in Chayrim. So even though the Maisa itself is mentioned in the Mishnah, the fact that they put him in Chayrim is not mentioned in the Mishnah. Others say that they wouldn't put him in Nidui. They put him in Chayrim, which is worse than Nidui. So this is not a place that Menadim al Kavod Arav. This is Chayrim, Mamish. Okay, so we have three now that we found where it is, and we have two that we could have had, and those aren't the ones. So where are the other 21 places in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Medama Milsa la Milsa. Wherever we have similar things, where people didn't give up on the Machlokas so fast, or whatever, a Yochid against the Rabbin, or other similar situations that are mentioned, even though it doesn't mention Bechlau, the idea of the Nidoi, he's Medama Milsa la Milsa, and if you find those things in the Mishnah, those are the 24 places. Rabbi Lezer, lo Medama Milsa la Milsa. Rabbi Lezer was looking for things that were Betheirish. There are only three things that are Betheirish. Okay. Rashi. Kol Taharo, Shanasu Batan Rezeh, O Shinogu Baviro, Bahayar Belezer Mataharon, the Haim Sarfum, Ubarhu, the Pisha Hirba Ma'od Lachlov Bedoverzeh. Why did they put him in Cherim? Because he was Mizalzel, the Kovet Chachamim. Right? He's a Yochid, and the Rabbim have a din of the Rav, because they're the ones who the Pesach is like, and he argued with them too much. To the Amriyam Bava Metzia Perek Hazor. Nidui b'masnis in Lotan, ha de barchu b'braisa hu de tanila. And according to the other one, it doesn't say Nidui because it was Cherim. Right? Doesn't in the Mishnah. Medama milsa la milsa, kol mokum sharoa b'masnis in, shenechla kayochid al harabi, machlokis gedola, o echad min achachonim, shemedaber kosha keneged godlei menu. Right? Or any other ones that are similar to the things that were mentioned, roi hayakan Nidui. So he said, there also probably was Nidui. And Rabbi Lezer didn't, wasn't Medama Milsa la Milsa. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabban. Noshe Amita v'chilufei, and the people who are carrying the Nifter, right, to the Kever. So they're also Potter from Kriyashma. Tana Rabban. Ein motzinus ha-meis somach l'kriyashma. In order to avoid this problem that some people will not say Kriyashma because they're osik v'nitzis levaya, so you avoid the problem by not scheduling the levaya somach l'zman Kriyashma. The im hischilu ein mapsikin. However, if they started the levaya, you don't stop. Ein ivar Rav Yosef afkur somach lekriyishma. The ma'aser Rav Yosef is scheduled his levaya somach lekriyishma. Adam choshev shani. Right, he was an important person, and that's different. An important person, you can be motzi korav lekriyishma also. See Rashi. Ein motzinus hanes lekavro somach lekriyishma. Lefishim is bat leminakriya, because you're going to cause some people not to say kriyishma. So now, what exactly is this halacha? The Rabbi Yonah brings down that it's like other things that you're not allowed to start before a zman, tefila, or whatever. That's a half an hour. Okay? Half an hour before zman kriyishma, you can't schedule a levaya. Okay? Remind me, there's one or two things I skipped over here that I want to mention before we finish this year. Okay, that's the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Yerushalmi says a different thing. The Yerushalmi says more practical cheshbon. Your Mishayer, how much time you need for the Levaya, right? And you don't start a Levaya in less time than you need to finish the Levaya before Zman Kriyashma. So if you start early in the morning, and there's still going to be plenty of time till Zman Kriyashma, because you figure the Levaya is going to take 45 minutes, so you can start it, right, where you'll have still time to say Kriyashma when the 45 minutes are up. But if you can't finish the Levaya before Zman Kriyashma is up, then you shouldn't start it within 45 minutes of Zman Kriyashma because of if that's how long the Levaya is going to take, or afterwards. You shouldn't start a Levaya, right, later until you're Mishayer that everybody already said Kriya Shema. When you're Mishayer that most people said Kriya Shema, then you can start the Levaya. So if we're talking about scheduling Levaya later in the morning, it should be only be after most people already daven. Or if he's talking about starting it before davening, it should be scheduled enough time to finish the Levaya before the time for davening for Zman Kriya Shema. That's another shaila here is this only Kriya Shema Shel Shachris or Kriya Shema Shel Arvis too? You're burying somebody at night. So you ought to be a choshish for Zman Kriya Shema and not schedule Levaya Karav Zman Kriya Shema. First have Zman Kriya Shema and then have the Levaya afterwards, or make the Levaya early enough or whatever. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says that he brings down two shitas. One holds that the same halach applies at night. The other one says, no, since the Zman of night is all night, right, here you're not choshish for Zman Kriya Shema Shel Laila. The Rambam brings the halacha down stam, which is mashmid, applies day and night equally. And the Magen Avraham says that the halacha is like Rabbeinu Yonah, that Arvis, there's no limitations. You can make a levaya at night any time, and people read Kriya Shema before or after. And the Rambam himself brings down both shittas and not machriya. Brings down his two different opinions here, Lagabi Mar. What's that? Adam Choshev Shani. So one says, some say, Adam Choshev Shani means that for an important person's levaya, it's okay to miss Kriya Shema. For that, as covered Torah, you can miss Kriya Shema too. For him, we're not choshish that we should dafka schedule the levaya right at a time when people won't miss Kriya Shema because of Osik B'mitzvah. For him, he's kedaya Talmud Chacham that people should miss Kriya Shema for if it's necessary. The Beis Yosef says there's no person Bizman Hazeh in his time that fits that criteria. Rav Yosef was extra special, and Bizman Hazeh, you schedule the vayas that people should not miss Kriya Shema. And others say that the whole Maisa by Rav Yosef was they made a toast, they scheduled by mistake. People came anyway, they couldn't change it, right? And they didn't want to be mavatal his levaya because he was an Adam Choshev. But not that you're allowed to schedule a levaya at the wrong time, even for an Adam Choshev. And the Baal says a different shot. He says that we're afraid that if you schedule a levaya of an Adam Choshev, or what's it called, near Kriya Shema, right? And then you hurry it up for what's it called, in order to be able to say Kriya Shema, it's not covered for the Talmud Chacham. So therefore, if you scheduled already, right, forget about Kriya Shema and just make the Levaya normal. Don't rush it. Okay, but otherwise, even in Adam Chashuv, you have to lechatchila schedule it that people can say Kriya Shema. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabbanan. Shalifnei Amita Shlachar Mita. Tana Rabbanan. Hoskin Behespit. Okay, now there's another part of the Levaya, the Hespit. So the people are Osik Behespit. Bizman Shah Nes Mutal Lifneihem. When the Nes is there, Rashi will see, says Tup Shotim, either that he's there in the same room, right? Mishmotim echad echad the Kori. So the people who are osik and are listening to the hespit, but not everybody has to be there. So some go out and say Kriya Shema, then they come back in, and other people go out and say Kriya Shema. So there's people listening to the hespit, there's people saying Kriya Shema. Ein hanes mutal lifneihem, if the nes is not there in the same room, ein yoshin the korim, then they say Kriya Shema where they are. They're listening to a hespit that's being said, and the nes isn't there with them. So then, while the hesed is being said, they can say Kriya Shema. Ruhu Yoshe Bedomi. And the, not the Nes, the Ovel, right? They're going to be told that the Nes is Yoshe Bedomi, right? Then Ovel, right, who's also there listening, he keeps quiet, he doesn't say Kriya Shema. Heim Om Dinu Mispaulim, Ruhu Omedu Matzdigol Vasadin. They daven, then he has more time than just to be quiet. He's Matzdigol Vasadin. Va'omer, Ribon Ha'olomim, Harbe Chatosi Lefonech Ovlo Nifratim Imeni Echad Mini Elen. Right, I sinned against you much, and you didn't take revenge 1/1000th of what I deserve. You should close up the pirtzos. This is the misa. It's a pirtza. It's something that bad. But Rav Hashem, you should correct the bad things that happened to me and to Klal Yisrael. Om Rabaya, lo mi boya leila initial name. I shouldn't say such a thing. The Om Rav Shim ben Levi, the chen tana mishmeid Rav Yossi, la'olam al yiftach adam piv l'satan. Test this on Tal Satan. Tell the Rav Shem, I deserve much worse. What's it called? So the Rav Shem says, you know what? Yeah, you're right, right? Let's poseach piv l'satan. Om Rav Yossi, my crow, where's there a source to this? Shneemar, kimat kisdom ayinu. Klal Yisrael said, we were almost like Sodom. Maya hadalei navi, what did Yishayol say to them? Shimu dvar Hashem, kitzinei Sodom. Taka, you're right. You are like Sodom. So they were poseach pe l'satan. Rashi. Ein hanes mutlif neim, shanes v'bayis acher. the Hay Mashpidin also can. One shot is that the Mesa's in a different room, and they're saying a Hespid in a different room than where the Mesa's. The Yesh Mepharshim Shinosum Litzad Achim. Right? He's not mamish in front of them. He's not in another room. He's in the same room, but he's not mamish in front of them where it would be a chutzpah to sit down on the floor and say Kriyash. For who Yoshe the Dome, name Ha'ogel. Right? L'meim Ha'ogel, lo nifrati mineni demashma hafra. So somebody asked, how do we bench Gomel? Ha'gomel l'chayodin tovos. Right? Mashma, that I really was chayiv. I shouldn't have been saved from the thing that I'm benching Gomel for. But you were Gomel l'chayodin tovos. So therefore, I wanted to say once the pshat is not chayovim that I was chayiv to be killed
you.
Or whatever.
What? We owe you.
That's the pshat. No, but chayovim, most people learn chayovim means people who were guilty. Guilty people, you did a tova, right? But I always like to say chayovim means responsible. First, the Boshem does a nace to you, then you're chayiv. You are responsible, right? You owe, like you say, you owe something now. Right, if a nace happened, you have a chiyu to deserve it. Right, if you feel that you're undeserving, then it's on credit. So now you have to do something about it. So that's what I go mil chayovim tovos. What? No. Now we are chayovim, so I'm making this bracha. Right, hagomil chayovim tovos. Since you are gomil tovos, we are now chayovim. That's the bracha. Okay. Okay, in any case, but the shayla over here, what's Pischom Pelis Sotin? The chara over here, it wasn't the Sotin who got it. You usually think that you're, what's it called? You're tempting the Sotin. Right? So now the Sotin will be Makatrig or whatever. But the source is that the Rabban Shom said it. Told the Navi to say it. Sotin didn't say it. So what does that do with Pischom Pelis Sotin? Right? You shouldn't say something because maybe the Rabban Shalom will agree with you. Right? What's the idea over here of Pischom Pelis Sotin? I don't have an answer. I don't know what the idea is, and the Makor has nothing to do with the Sotin. The Makor is that they said Kisdoma Yinu, and the Navi said, and it's Mishay Mashem, Taka, you're Sodom. So where is there a Sotin over here that it's an Indian of Pishom Pelis Sotin? I don't know. Okay, let's go on. One more piece. Kavruas Hamesh, next stage of the Levaya. Start the first Pasuk, or the first Peret, they shouldn't start. Raninu, Kavru es hanesh v'chazru imichol mahaskru v'ligmo afilu perek echad or pasuk echad, right? Hachinami, kamar imichol mahaskru v'ligmo afilu perek echad or afilu pasuk echad ad shlo gilu shuru yaschilu v'imlav lo yaschilu. That's talk about halacha. If they can start anything, then they start, and we'll see what happens after they start. Okay, so now first of all, ha'oskin behespid. It says that if they're not mutal lefnehem, right? Well, the mace is mutal lefnehem. Then they read kriyishma, but not tefillah. Because tefillah is only the rabbanon, and some say there's no chiluk, that they do both, right? Some say daven, some listen to the hesped, some say kriyishma, some listen to the hesped, and so on. Okay. And some say it's only by kriyishma, davening, they are parted from davening altogether. Now, nichum adelim. So the Rabbeinu Yonah learns that Nichum Avelim is Doraisa, and you say Osik B'mitzvah Potter Min HaMitzvah, and therefore the Shura, right, you're Osik B'mitzvah. So you don't have to, what's it called, read Kriyishma. And the Meiri adds that the Shura is not a new mitzvah. It's the Gemar of the Kvura. So you already were Osik in the mitzvah of Kvura, so you're Osik B'mitzvah, and you're now continuing that. So the only time you don't say Osik B'mitzvah Potter Mitzvah is if you can do both of them. So if you can start and finish Kriyishma, or start and at least say what's Doraisa, the first Pasuk, so fine. If you can't, right, then Osik B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah. Then you keep doing the mitzvah you're doing, which is the mitzvah of Kvura, which ends with the Nichum Aveilin, and you don't do the other one. Then the Miri brings on the Yesh Omrim, that this is only if you're going to be able to read Kriyishma after Nichum Aveilin. But if Zman Kriyishma is going to be finished by the time the Nichum Aveilin is finished, then you don't say Osik B'mitzvah, Patur Min HaMitzvah on... what's it called, a Nichum Aveilim, because Nichum Aveilim is only the Rabbanim. And even though we had that it could be even by Mrs. Rabbanim, you say Osu B'mitzvah, he holds that you don't say Osu B'mitzvah on a Mitzvah the Rabbanim to pater you from Mitzvah the Oraisa. And the Meiri says, what happens then if you started? So what do you do? You just say that first Pasuk, right? And the Hezbo would be like we said, even though you're Osu B'mitzvah, but... what's it called? Just saying one pasuk, you have time till you get to the shura, so you can b'kayim shneim. So that then the halacha of osik b'mitzvah doesn't apply. So say the pasuk you can say, and it won't interfere with your being Mekayim, Nichum Aveilim, and everybody Shalom Yisrael. Okay, if you can't, and you're going to be hindered from being Menachem Oval because you're going to have to say Kriya Shma, you won't be able to even say one Pasuk, then you're Pater. Because Osik Mitzvah, Pater Mitzvah. Now what happens, what do you do once you started? So one way, like we just said, you start and you stop after what's it called, it's going to interfere with the next mitzvah. Another shot the Miri brings down, Yesh Omrim, that you're not Matzik anymore. You say, what's it called, you start Kriya Shma and you continue and finish Kriya Shma. And you're not Matzik or Kriya Shma anymore for what's it called, Nichum Aveilim. You don't stop for Nichum Aveilim, because Bechara, that sheet that would hold the following. That Lamaisa, you finish the Kvura. Now you have to start a new mitzvah, not like the Miri said. Nichum Aveilim is a new mitzvah. Could be that mitzvah is only Durabana. So now, if the mitzvah of Nichum Aveilim is going to come first, so then we consider it the Hemshech of what came before, and that mitzvah comes first. But if, what's it called, if the Nichum Aveilim, what's it called, is not going to come immediately afterwards, there's time for Kriya Shema, then Adarabba, then Kriya Shema is the mitzvah of your Osik B'mitzvah. So once your Osik B'mitzvah is Kriya Shema, you got there from Nichum Aveilim. So now you don't stop. So those are the two possibilities, right, whether once you start, you don't stop for Nichum Aveilim, or now that you started, but you're matzik for Nichum Aveilim, and you go back to finish Kriya Shema later. Okay, just one thing. It says that Shmaya and Vatzalion were gerim. So the halacha is you can't be mamana ger to be a nosi or an avdezdin. So how was Shmaya and Vatzalion nesiim or avdezdin? So some say that that halacha you can't be mamana ger to be a nosi or an avdezdin is only if there are other people who are just as qualified. But if there's nobody else as qualified as the ger, then you can make the ger also a nosi and avdezdin. And there was nobody equal to Shmaya and Avtalion. We find that in other halachas too. You can't be ma'aber shonim in chutz laaretz, right? That's only whether somebody who's equal in Eretz Yisrael. But if there's nobody equal, you can do it in chutz laaretz too. So we find that there's a chilek between if nobody's equal or not. Others say very partial. Shmaya and Avtalion were not gerim. They were made bonav shal gerim. Their mother was a regular Jewess, right? Their mishpacha came from gerim, but they weren't the gerim themselves. Then there's no, for sure, no problem with making them a what's it called, an avdezdin or a what's it called, a nasi.